Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We present for your enjoyment tonight and every weekday evening at this time, Chandu, the magician. Before our drama starts, I would like to tell you some news, some very good news. We think it's safe to say that if you would like White King granulated soap, you can probably get it now from your grocer. You know, it has been awfully short, and in many cases difficult, if not impossible, to obtain. This was because during the war years, we would not let White King quality down. And we just could not make enough of our kind of soap to fill the demand. Then, too, lots of people moved out west from the east. And once they tried White King, they found it different from, and many like it better, than any soap they'd ever used. There still isn't any too much White King. But if you're lucky, you'll find some at your grocer's tomorrow. And know what you'll say, do you? You'll say, I love White King. In Cairo, Frank Chandler and the Regents have been told by the mysterious Princess Naji that she believes Robert Regent may be found in the long-lost tunnel connecting the Sphinx with the Great Pyramid. The tunnel proves to be an ancient temple of black magic. Over the pagan altar is an alabaster figure of its priestess, strangely resembling Naji herself. While Chandler vainly searches the tunnel for Regent, Dorothy falls under the spell of the lifelike figure and hears the priestess say she has delivered herself to the powers of darkness. Chandler alone realizes what this may mean and hurries Dorothy back to the hotel. But when he has left her in her room, she hears the voice of the priestess once more, commanding her to pick up an Egyptian knife. Terrified that she will be forced to harm Bob and Betty, she cries out to them to leave and lock the door behind them. Chandu, the magician.
I think we ought to do something, Betty. Maybe Mom needs a doctor. Maybe she's picked up some kind of an Egyptian bug.
Now, I wish Uncle Frank would come back. Where do you suppose he went?
We've asked each other that a million times. But we know he's okay. It's Mom.
I don't like to go into her room again when she's asked us not to.
Well, of course not. But why should she ask us to lock her in there?
And lock the hall door from the outside, too. Where are the keys?
Right here with that darn knife. Why would she have it anyway? She hates things like that.
You could see she was afraid of it. She held it out to you as if she couldn't bear to touch it.
I bet it has something to do with that tunnel. You know, if we knew how to work the crystal ball, maybe we could find out.
Yes, if. Bob, do you think a person could be hypnotized just by looking at a statue?
Oh, hypnotism's the bunk.
It is not.
If you want to know what I really think, Naji's put some kind of a hex on Mom.
How can you say that? Naji's marvelous, and she likes Mother.
You notice she found Roxor, don't you? And Uncle Frank told her she was supposed to be a sorceress. What if Naji planted that statue in the tunnel?
I don't believe it. How could she?
Well, she's got 15 or 20 servants that have worked for her all their lives.
Oh.
If the Egyptians could build those pyramids by hand, a little thing like moving a statue wouldn't stop them.
Oh, but Bob...
Naji was the one that showed up with a drawing of the tunnel everybody's been hunting for since the year one. Archaeologists and explorers...
Naji didn't even know how to get into the tunnel until Uncle Frank helped her.
I know, but after we
oh,
left...
Oh, Bob, we're just going over and over everything, and nothing does any good. You know, maybe you're right.
About Naji? Sure I am. You'll see.
No, I mean about Uncle Frank's crystal. It's the first time he's ever left it out on the table when he wasn't going to use it. Why don't we try?
Well, that's what I said. What can we lose?
I don't see why he'd care.
He can't hurt it just by looking into it. Pull up your chair. I'll take this one.
Okay. Now, what is it Uncle Frank does?
He just looks into it like this and boom, there's a picture. So we look.
Do you see anything?
Not yet. Give it time to warm up. You know how it kind of lights up inside?
It doesn't for us, though.
Well, keep on looking. Oh, stop looking around the room as if you were afraid something was going to bite you. Concentrate, for Pete's sake.
You ought to hear that sound by now, Bob.
That's right. They're a fine couple of crystal gazers we are. Hey, is that something?
Where?
Oh, no, it's just the table showing through.
Is it?
Funny how the crystal magnifies. I never noticed that before. Don't you see anything yet either?
Not a thing. Oh, Bob, I wish we hadn't started this.
Well, give it a chance. Can't expect to get something in a second the way Uncle Frank does. Sit down, Beth.
No, I'm not going to look at it anymore. You can look at it alone if you want to.
Well, if you're not just about the silliest girl...
I don't care what you say. I'm afraid of it when Uncle Frank isn't here. Where do you suppose he can be?
My son, have I not told thee that in fear is the greatest peril?
You have told me, my teacher, and I know.
Yet twice thou hast feared greatly for those thou lovest.
Yes, for Nadri, and now for my sister. I ask your help.
The power thou needest is always at thy command. Must I have sent for thee to come to this place to remind thee once again?
I do know. And yet, I need your help.
Tell me, my son.
You know what happened in the Temple of the Black Arts?
You fear the priestess is indeed Nadji.
I know it's impossible. But when I saw the figure there, for a moment I was afraid it could be.
My son, nothing is impossible. For countless ages, the forces of good and evil have come together. Yet...
You don't mean that Nadji and this priestess are somehow the same?
If thou believest that, thou hast indeed lost much that I have taught thee.
Tell me what you mean, my teacher.
Countless ages ago, as men count time, there began the life of her who became the priestess in the Temple of the Black Arts. She chose the way of evil, and in a thousand lives, she has chosen it still.
But Nadji...
Nadji knows only good. But I tell thee this, one day she will speak to thee of the secret she must keep. It is hers, my son. Leave her in peace.
Then there is a reason why this priestess looks so much like Nadji?
There is reason in all things. When the time is right, thou wilt understand.
I'll remember. But surely I'm not to leave my sister under the influence of the priestess.
Thou hast within thyself the power to remove it from her and from all who have listened to the voice of darkness. Do thy work without fear.
I will. My teacher, I ask but one more thing.
It is written that thou art not to come to me here again until many things have come to pass. Ask me what thou wilt.
My sister's husband...
Speak not of him to me now. The search is one of the duties of thy life. Across the years it has come to thee. None can take it from thee.
I understand.
It is true thy sister is in great peril. Go with her to the Temple of the Black Arts. Do not leave it until thou hast driven out its spirit of evil.
I will not. Goodbye, my teacher.
Peace be in thy heart.
Mother, we just came in to see if you were all right. I mean, we thought you ought to have some dinner and we wanted to ask you what to have sent up.
I don't want anything now, really. You two go down and have your dinner.
And leave you here alone?
Yes, yes, please go. Lock the door behind you.
Mother, we can't just go down and eat our dinner as if nothing was wrong with you.
Oh, don't worry about me, darling. And there's nothing you can do for me. Oh, children, go on.
We're just making her worse, Beth. We better get out of here.
I guess so. We'll see you in a little while.
Lock it and take the key.
All on.
Oh, how can I live with this awful thing? Afraid of what I might do to my own children. Oh, Frank, where are you?
Right here, Doc.
But the door is locked. I heard the key turn.
I know. Sit down and listen to me. I found out what to do.
About me? About that priestess?
Yes.
You were trying to make me believe there was really nothing wrong.
If I'd told you what I suspected, you'd have been even more frightened than you were.
I wasn't afraid at all at first. It seemed perfectly natural. I couldn't understand why you hurried me out of that place.
It seemed natural because you'd accepted it. You weren't trying to push her aside.
Her? You mean Najee?
No, no. It's hard to explain it, Dorothy. You'll just have to believe that I know.
Well, what is it?
Well, centuries ago, there was a priestess of black magic in that temple. And whether she taught it to her acolytes, so it was passed on down through time, or...
Oh, yes. Yes, I see.
Or whether she lived a thousand lifetimes herself, it doesn't matter. The concentrated evil of all time is in that temple of hers. And you... Well, you know what happened.
But she was here in this room. I heard her.
I know. That's why I went away for a little while.
You can't mean to the yogi.
Why not?
Oh, I can't believe. But that doesn't matter now. Is it really over? Oh, Frank. I was so afraid I might do something to hurt the children.
It's almost over. But you'll have to face it once more, darling.
Oh, not now. I can't.
No, but later tonight.
What makes you think she'll come back here again tonight?
I don't. We're going to her.
Oh, don't ask me to, Frank.
You must. But this time, not alone.
You mean we're deliberately going back into that... That...
Yes. As soon as Bob and Betty have gone to bed, we'll leave.
But what if I should... What if it should be even worse this time? What about the children then?
You must face it, Dorothy. If you don't... You'll never be rid of it as long as you live.
Monday night, Chandu continues, and you will want to join Dorothy Regent, Betty and Bob in their thrills and adventures. So you'll be with us Monday evening at this same time, won't you? Probably tomorrow you'll be marketing. And maybe on Monday there'll be washing you'll have to do. Look, here's a suggestion. Get a couple of packages of White King soap tomorrow. Get the giant size package if you can. And will you be proud of your washing? The white things so very white. The colored things so safely guarded. The washing time shortened so considerably. The effort reduced so that you're hardly tired. And your hands feeling so good, because White King is gentle not only to clothes, but to hands as well. The only thing it could possibly be hard on is dirt. Know what you'll say when you've used White King? Do you? You'll say, I love that soap. The makers of White King invite you to listen Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System. The magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment tonight and every weekday evening at this time, Chandu, the magician. Listen and you will travel to strange lands. You will thrill to high adventure, romance, mystery, the magic of Cairo and Baghdad in the East. with their strange secrets and mysterious ways, will hold you spellbound as our story unfolds. You will come to love this drama as it is played against a backdrop of oriental color and intrigue. And just as you will like our story, so will you like the soap we make. White King granulated soap. It is so easy on hands that thousands and thousands of ladies say it's just like magic. There are many tales told on the radio, but only one Chandu. There are many soaps on your grocer's counters, but none like White King. You will love White King granulated soap. And when you buy White King tomorrow, save the box tops and tell your friends to save White King box tops too. Now, let the play begin. In the hidden tunnel under the Sphinx, Dorothy Regent has fallen under a sinister spell emanating from the alabaster figure of a priestess of black magic from the days of ancient Egypt. Back in their hotel rooms on the edge of the desert, Dorothy still insists she hears the ominous voice repeating the prophecy of her endless dark enchantment. Chandler, by means of his occult powers, asks the yogi, his teacher, for help. Now, late at night, Chandler and Dorothy have left the hotel unseen, climbed alone to the plateau of the pyramids, and descended to the concealed entrance of the tunnel. Chandu, the magician.
Open it, Frank. Open it and let's get this over.
Just a minute, Mel.
How you'll ever find the key to the mechanism in the dark?
I know where it is, Dot. Carving so deep you can easily trace it. The hand of Horus. There. We'll leave the stairway open this time. Have you your flashlight?
Yes, but... Oh, no. I can't go down there again.
You must, Dot. I'll be right beside you. Now, the flashlights. Turn on yours, too.
There she is. Must be Najee.
I told you it has nothing to do with Najee. Look at it.
Oh, Frank, no.
Tell thy brother I, too, am beside thee.
He knows you're here.
Stand still, Dot.
Look at me.
Force yourself to look up into her eyes.
But you said that was the way she made me believe her in the first place.
You have to face her now. Look at her. That's it.
Look instead at the lamp I hold between my hands. The lamp of evil.
Frank, for heaven's sake. Whatever you're going to do, do it.
I will, but you must do as I say.
He can do nothing. The knife of sacrifice lies upon my altar.
The knife? I left it there in my room.
Dorothy, don't look away from her.
The knife, it is there at your right hand. Take it.
Yes, the knife.
Put it down, Dot. Drop it on the floor.
Lift thy hand. Lift thy hand.
Frank, I can't help it. Go away and leave me alone.
Don't obey her, whatever she says.
Lift thy hand and strike thy brother down.
I can't. Oh, Frank, please go away before
put
I...
Put down the knife.
Kill him. Kill him.
Don't try to take it away from me, Frank.
Kill him.
Look at her. Look at her, Dot. Don't turn away. Now, Oriunda, priestess of evil... Listen to my voice. By the eternal flame on the altar of time.
The incantation will not help thy sister.
You are banished from day to night, from light to darkness.
By all the powers of the Prince of Darkness, I...
Banished into the black pit of oblivion. And there even your memory shall be blotted out. I have spoken... My sister is free. Dorothy.
Why? What am I doing with this knife?
Well, don't you remember?
No. Where on earth are we? I must have been half asleep to let you take me sightseeing in the middle of the night.
Why, we're in the tunnel.
where we looked for Robert this afternoon? Or was it only this afternoon?
Of course it was.
This is the silliest thing I've done since I was in college. But the queerest thing about it is I can't remember leaving the hotel or any...
Lapse of memory? Oh, come now, that won't do. We'll go back. You'll get a good night's sleep. Tomorrow you'll do nothing but have fun, as Betty says, all day.
Hear that, man? That's the word I know. It means bread.
I bet you can't say it the way he does. Go on, try it.
Heish.
Well, if you really want to learn Arabic, I'll get you a phrase book, Betty.
Well, why can't you just say some kind of a magic word so we'd know it without having to do all that work?
Oh, you lazy bone. Now, if you just knew the word for coffee, you could order some more.
Well, I'll get some.
Do they always know what you want when you clap your hands like that?
Well, what would they think we wanted in a coffee shop?
Oh, I know what I'd like to have.
Well, since this is our day to just have fun, name it, darling, and you shall have it.
A great big double chocolate malted milk. This high!
I shouldn't have made such a reckless promise.
Well, don't tell me the glamour of the Orient's wearing thin already, Betty.
Oh, I know how she feels.
You're sure different from last night, Mom.
I should say you are. We were scared to death about you.
Why?
Why?
At first, we thought you were just disappointed because Daddy wasn't in that old tunnel. But then, we didn't know what to think. You acted so funny.
I was disappointed, dear, but, you know, I didn't really think he'd be there. I told Nodgy so.
But, Mom, jeepers.
I was a lot more disappointed that Uncle Frank didn't find the other man, whoever he was.
What man?
You know who she means, Bob. The one that's supposed to be in the... in the Suk El Nahasin.
Gee, I forgot all about him.
You're really doing very well, Betty.
Thank you. You know what? There's an Arab standing right out in front of here that looks just like the one that told us.
Oh, you just imagine. Say, that is him.
Oh, I wonder if it is.
The Arabs all look so much alike. To me, at least.
Well, don't you know, Betty? His nose was crooked as if it had been broken and...
Oh, yes. And his beard was kind of scraggly.
I'll go and speak to him. You want to wait for me, or shall I meet you at the hotel? I may have to go somewhere with him if Bob and Betty arrive.
Oh, we'll wait. Unless you're too long, and then we'll go to the hotel.
Thy day be happy, friend.
Not there, Kareek Effendi.
Are you waiting to speak to me?
Thou hast spoken. One day ago, I waited long for thee.
No, I'm sorry I missed you. Where is the man you wanted to speak?
Thou seest him. I am called Ibrahim.
But you're not a... You're from the desert.
Thou, a Ferengi, knowest this?
Your speech, your dress. But what do you want of me?
If the Effendi will follow me.
Where?
To a place where the accursed noises of the bazaar do not deafen the ears. There is a quiet room in the back of the perfume shop. I have brought thee a paper.
Very well. Let us go.
By Allah, when the sun rises and I am once more in the desert, I will not leave my village. This is the room. Canst thou sit upon a mat like a desert man?
Oh, yes. Now, what about the paper you have?
Thou wilt buy it for me?
Perhaps, when I've seen it.
It is worth much. As much as a fine camel.
Let me see it, and then we'll bargain.
I have heard thou art a great magician.
Show me the paper.
Mashallah. It is here. You see?
Where did you get this?
The desert is wide. Many men ride across its face.
The name of the man who gave it to you?
He said thou wouldst pay well for the paper. If it is part of thy magic...
Yes, I'll pay you for it. Here.
But this is not the end.
You mean you have other papers like this one?
So, thou art a great magician. But thou dost not know the door is locked. I laugh to think of the ease with which I brought you to this place.
Yes, I see now. It was very cunning of you to bring me here to see the paper.
Thou seest clearly for a Ferengi.
Not at all. Someone must have taken the paper from my sister's husband while he slept.
Is that not so?
Wisdom which cometh too late is worse than none.
Oh, I see. You know nothing about it.
I know what I need to know.
You are only a messenger, useful because of your size and strength, but not to be trusted with secrets because you're too stupid.
Dog of an infidel!
I thought if I could insult you enough...
Mama, shut up! You see this knife?
Oh, yes. Yes, I see it.
Thou art a magician, but my knife is greater than the magic of Orianda herself. It is eager to drink Ferengi blood.
Oh, is it? Well, I don't need to use magic on you.
My finger! Let me out and change thy face. I will...
Oh, no, you won't. Oh. Now, cord from your turbos.
No! By the sacred mule of the prophet. No. Oh, yes!
Now, with your hand tied behind your back.
Son of a camel.
Well, just take this knife of yours and cut off part of the cord to tie your feet. Now, tell me. Where's the paper?
Take thy infidel hands from me.
Well, it's not in your tarboosh, not in your burnous. What have you done with it?
By the beard of the prophet, I will tell thee nothing.
Very well. You say this knife of yours is very sharp.
May Allah.
Come on, I'm tired of this. Give me that.
It is under the sleeping mat in the corner.
For your sake, it had better be. Yes. The key to the door. You see, Ibrahim, it's a mistake to think that a magician is less than a man.
Thou hast brought me to shame. I shall live to see thee lying dead before my face.
You must hope to live a long time. And by the way, tell the man who gave you that paper, as you call it. He can never do me a greater favor if he lives to be 1,000 years old.
Pause before we say good evening to suggest that you and your family listen to Chandu every weekday evening at this time. Travel with us to strange places and faraway lands and thrill with Dorothy Regent and her children Betty and Bob as they're plunged into the mystery and intrigue of Egypt and the Near East. And of course, we'd like to have you use the soap we make, White King granulated soap. You'll love White King. Anything that can be washed may be washed with White King, with safety to fabrics and colors, kindness to your lovely hands, the only hands you'll ever have. So on your radio, remember Chandu the Magician every weekday evening at this time. And at your grocer's, remember White King granulated soap. No other soap is like it. You'll say, no other soap has ever done your work so well. Good night. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.